This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of the show nowadays. Tangible CEO is a great friend of mine for about 15 years. I'll say 15. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half the net worth of the average investor wiped out. So you got to get good advice. You got to get valuable advice. You need asset protection. And I think the way to get asset protection is to know a lot about precious metals, gold and silver. And Tangible Investments has a great offer. If you're a qualified client who has bought gold or silver in the past and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Free. It's yours. Tangible wants to prove that after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000. CEO quoted on the pages of the Wall Street Journal, the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. Very smart guy, good friend of mine, and he is giving you a hell of an offer. $199 gold coin free. If you qualify, find out right now. Give him a call. 800-780-9000. All right. Before I get to politics, obviously this show is 95% politics, but 5%, I bring up a little sports here or there. I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, by the way, and a New York Yankee fan. And I love football. I've loved football since I was a kid. I played football since I was a kid. I was pretty darn good at it. Colleges recruited me. Having said all of that, the show is a little bit about stocks and finances sometimes, and it's also about pop culture from time to time, what's going on in Hollywood, what's just going on in the world. And when something weird happens, my listeners know, I just say it. I'm like Trump. I just tell you what's on my mind. And there are a lot of weird men in the world. Jeff Bezos. It's reported in the New York Post right now that Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos sent pictures of his private parts and other sleazy selfies to his mistress while cheating on his now soon-to-be ex-wife. Now, look, I'm no prude. I'm a libertarian. I think you should do whatever you want to do in your own bedroom. But, Jeff Bezos is not an attractive man. Let's be honest. If he didn't have $140 billion, I remember a day when I used to say, if that guy didn't have $1 million, no girl would care about him. She wants him for his money, $1 million. Now, it's not even $1 billion anymore. It's got to be $140 billion. The only reason anyone's interested in Jeff Bezos is because he had $140 billion reasons to be interested. The guy, after his divorce, will be worth over $70 billion. So, it's kind of scary that anyone could be that rich. But, he is just a completely unattractive man to be sending photos of his private parts and shirtless photos as if he's some sexy hunk. If you look like the Chippendales dancers, I got no problem sending a topless photo of a man, right? If you're a Chippendales dancer and you got a chest that's carved out like a mountain, okay, I get it. It's still sleazy and weird, but I guess I get it. But if you're a 50-plus-year-old man and you're not especially attractive and you're sending photos of your private parts to women, you don't find that really weird? I guess when you have $140 billion, you just do whatever you want to do and you don't really care. What does it matter, right? But I find that kind of strange, and any guy who does that, God, I understand being a guy over 50 and liking pretty women and all that. It's great. But you don't send them pictures of your junk. That's just weird. But, you know, well, Jeff Bezos is a big liberal, and liberals are weird people. They're dysfunctional. All the Hollywood people are dysfunctional. They're all weird. They're sexually dysfunctional. They're just weirdos. And the things they do are just, you know, shocking. And I guess Jeff Bezos has that same problem. I don't know. Very strange. All right. Back to politics. Speaking of weirdos, a Seattle TV station is caught doctoring Trump's face during the national address from two nights ago. A Seattle Q13 Fox employee has been placed on leave after a disturbing deep fake video of President Trump aired during his national address on border security this week. In addition to dialing up the orange to Oompa Loompa proportions, somehow the TV station was able to manipulate Trump on the fly to show him creepily sticking his tongue out of viewers. Tell me liberals aren't mentally disturbed. There's something wrong with them. You mean you wouldn't think that's a weird thing to do? So let me put the shoe on the other foot. Wayne Root runs a TV station, and I have such a hatred for Barack Obama, who happens to be black. Did you know that? Obama's black. Did you know that? No one's ever mentioned that before to you, have they? And I'm white, and I manipulate the TV screen so that the thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people in a big city like Seattle that are watching my channel see Obama's face manipulated to look darker or lighter or weird, and it looks like he's sticking his tongue out at you. And, I just can't even imagine what people would say if a white person did that to a black president, but if a person who's liberal does it to Donald Trump, it's okay. My point is neither one of them are okay. If I did it to a black president or a white president, I'd be mentally disturbed. There's something wrong with me. I'm going to lose my job, or if I own the station, I'm going to be forced to step down and sell the station. You can't do that to the president of the United States or anybody else. What, you should do it to a mayor, a councilman? Should you do it to the governor, a senator, a person talking about nuclear energy who's in charge of Yucca Mountain? Would you manipulate the TV screen to make them look weird? And by the way, I repeat again, if you were white and you did that to a black person who's important, you'd be called a racist. So why aren't you called that if you did it to a white president? It's forms of mental illness by liberals. It's just so weird and so stupid and so dysfunctional that you think to get back at a politician you don't like, you're going to change the way he looks on a screen. I mean, that's just weird. It's just absolutely weird. The news anchors, let's see if they tell us a little bit more about what he did exactly. I'm trying to see. In a statement to My Northwest, Q13's news director said, "We are investigating this to determine what happened. This does not meet our editorial standards. We regret if it is seen as portraying the president in negative light. The editor responsible for editing the footage is being placed on leave while we investigating further. The most disturbing part of the prank is that Trump's speech was manipulated in real time, a technological feat known as deep fakes, a convincing computer-generated manipulation which can produce an almost believable impersonation of an individual." So Trump was sticking his tongue out at the screen based on the weird things this guy did to the screen. Is that not weird? Is that not just absolutely beyond the pale how crazy liberals have become, what Trump derangement syndrome they have? And the thing is, this is just representative of what they all would like to do, what they're thinking inside. Just they still have enough integrity not to actually do it. But you see, that's the problem. All the other people at the station, no one would ever do that because they'd lose their job. Or they think, even they would admit it's horribly unprofessional, but they all do it every day in their minds. They all hate Trump, and they all do it in their reporting. Their reporting is just lies. The Washington Post the other day said that Trump has 6 lies in his 8-minute speech. And I never saw the other 5. I saw one of them. One of them is that there isn't a crisis at the border. Trump said there's a crisis at the border, and the Washington Post called that a lie. That's their version of truth, folks. It's like Goebbels. It's like the Nazis in charge. They decide what the truth is. I'm Wayne Root. I know there's a crisis at the border. It's not a lie to say there's a crisis at the border. There's an economic crisis. There's a humanitarian crisis. There's a drug trafficking crisis. There's a child trafficking crisis. There's a pedophilia crisis. There's a rape crisis. There's a welfare crisis, there's a crime crisis, there's murderers coming in, there's terrorists coming in, there's all kinds of crises. And yet, if you say there's a crisis, the Washington Post says you lied. You're a liar. And they print a story about it. Okay. Well, I guess that's your version of what a lie is. Because I think every article in the Washington Post is a lie. Every article at Huffington Post is a lie. You're all liars. You're all fake news. But when you look in the mirror a la Salinsky, you blame it on the other guy, exactly what you're doing. So you accuse us of lying and fake news. It's like I have four kids. It's like two little kids fighting with each other. He did it, mommy. He did it. No, he did it, mommy. Oh, he did it. And each one blames the other one. But only one of them is telling the truth. The other one's lying. Trust me when I tell you, the left is lying about everything. Obama lied so much, his nose should have been 6 miles long. He should have looked like Pinocchio. And the press never called him on it once. Here's an article that says Trump could use money earmarked for Puerto Rico to build the wall. Shortly after President Trump finished a briefing with national security officials near the U.S.-Mexico border, NBC News published what it purports to be details from an earlier briefing on Thursday with senior defense officials aboard Air Force One. Though the officials weren't named, yeah, because NBC never names anybody because you never know if it's truthful or not, NBC reported they walked Trump through the details, which included a plan whereby the Army Corps of Engineers would use money earmarked for disaster recovery projects like Puerto Rico, storm-damaged Puerto Rico, and instead used it to begin construction on the wall. The plan is being finalized. The president might soon defy critics and declare a national emergency to start construction on the wall, which would end the shutdown, which would be good. In a report that's sure to incense Trump's political opponents, who have complained the wall would ultimately be a waste of money that would be better spent on other infrastructure projects, or better yet, Medicare for All, $13.9 billion of Army Corps funding would be used to build 315 miles of barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border, far more than would be accomplished by the $5.7 billion Trump is seeking from Congress. What's more, much of the money to finance the plan will be taken with projects earmarked for California, including flood projection prevention projects near the Yuba River Basin. Trump could dip it to $2.4 billion allocated to projects in California, Yuba River Basin and the Folsom Dam, as well as $2.5 billion set aside for reconstruction projects in Puerto Rico. I love it. I love it. I think it's great. Grab that money, President Trump. Build that wall. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
War now!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Cenogenics, sponsor of this segment of the show, Cenogenics, C-E-N-E. Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S. Cenogenics is the global leader in age management medicine, i.e. anti-aging. They've got clinics all over the United States. By the way, just yesterday, they renewed their advertising campaign. They've been with us 9 months now, so I guess they'll go at least a year with me, which is fantastic. And we'll just keep going with Cenogenics because so many of you are contacting them. It's knocking their socks off. They never believed that they would get this many calls. But see, there was an ace in their hole that they never figured on. They put Wayne Root on the program, and they made me their guinea pig. And then, of course, not only am I on radio, but the third hour of the show is national TV. And when people see the results, how much thinner, how much more muscle I've added, how much thinner my face looks, hair looks thicker, just look healthier, look younger. I look 10 years younger at least, maybe 15. And anyone who watches the show knows that. I'm not just saying that. You can see it when you turn on the TV. So people are calling Cenogenics from all over the United States in droves. And so they've got a great model for their show. It's for their business. It's Wayne Allyn Root. And so it's working out. So give them a call. Eat more than you've ever eaten. Lose weight. Love the food. And work out less than you've ever worked out and gain muscle. I've done it all. And my blood tests reversed every single problem. And last but not least, my fitness level is up by 60% in 6 months. It's truly amazing. Call 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, or register at Cenogenics.com. For your free, no-obligation consultation. Doesn't cost you a dime. Check it out, 888-YOUNGER or Cenogenics.com. All right, hey, we got a caller on the line who I want to hear from. Her name is Jane, and she is a UNLV poli-sci student and wants to talk about the bad campaign the GOP ran. I'd love to hear what she has to say. Hopefully she read my columns in the newspaper that talked about that bad campaign. We'll find out. Jane, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Very good. Are you you're a UNLV student, poli-sci major, is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's right. I'm based here in Los Angeles. Las Vegas. I just moved here from Los Angeles, actually.
Are you? And by the way, it doesn't bother me. I talk to liberals all the time. Are you on the right, on the left, or none of the above?
I'd say right. I was libertarian, but I'm leaning more and more right as time goes by. But I'm really disappointed with what the GOP has been doing with this last campaign.
Are you talking about the national campaign, or are you talking about the local in Nevada, or both?
I'd say the local was terrible, but if the other states or any, city states or anything to compare to ours, then, yeah, I'd say the national campaigning was awful.
Well, tell me what, I don't know, do you read my column in the Las Vegas newspaper about the terrible campaign Republicans put on in the state, or you don't even know about that?
No, I didn't know, actually. My friend just turned me on to your show, and I felt like this is definitely a great outlet.
All right, so you don't even know what I wrote. All right, so you don't even know what I wrote. So go ahead, you have the floor. Tell us what you saw in the Nevada Republican campaign that was so bad. I want to hear how it matches up with what I wrote about. Go ahead. Floor is yours.
Okay. So basically, I worked the 2016 presidential, so I have kind of a background on how campaigning works, and I did the 2018 midterms. I worked for the 3rd District Congressional, and I just saw, to compare how the Democrats campaign versus the Republicans, there was some funding, but it was definitely misdirected for the Republican Party. The Democrats are really good at targeting millennials, which are massively underrepresented in the GOP. And it was just misdirected. I was part of the GOP fellowship. They barely had us doing anything, reaching quotas. They had nothing. We had tons of free volunteers, and they did not even have them or us doing what we needed to do. I ended up working for the Democrat campaign, and just to see how their operation worked, I was just thinking the GOP party of Clark County is just put to shame. And they're just very good at motivating people and getting everyone out there. There were a lot of Republicans that voted Democrat last year. And I think it should be very embarrassing.
Well, just so you know, I did a series of columns, my newspaper column in the RJ, and everything you just said was included in those columns. So you think exactly right. Great minds think alike. They weren't even here. Come on. The Republican candidate for Governor Laxalt, candidate for Senator Heller, were never seen in Clark County. They were missing in action. How do you run for governor and senator and you run a campaign where no one ever sees you? And it's an embarrassment. They don't go after youth like you. They should be out there targeting and grabbing all the young UNLV Republicans they can as volunteers, and they should be out there going after the youth vote. They don't. Going after the black vote. They don't. Go after the gay vote. They don't. Go after the Hispanic vote. They don't. Go after the women's vote. They don't. Go after the Jewish vote. They don't. Go after the Asian vote. They don't. The Republican Party has a bunch of horrible candidates and horrible strategists who have no idea what they're doing and waste whatever money they've got. How about that one? Hey, Jay, we got to run. Thank you for the call. You're on the money, darling. On the money.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is reiterating that the country has a serious illegal immigration issue. Speaking in McAllen, Texas, the president said the tremendous flood of illegal immigrants are making their way across the southern border.
Look,
This is common sense. They need a barrier. They need a wall. If you don't have it, it's going to be nothing but hard work and grueling problems. And by the way, and death.
Vice President Mike Pence says it's time for Democrats to start negotiating in order to end the partial government shutdown. Pence was speaking today on Capitol Hill.
Democrats continue to maintain the position that they will not negotiate until the president reopens the government. That's with the crisis we have on our southern border, the American people deserve better.
The Dow was up 123 points to close at 24001. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Liberty Health Share, the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty Health Care. There are no networks. Liberty Health Share, there are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. My third year now, I've saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two. $18,000 will be what I saved this year in my premiums. That's $54,000 over 3 years. Can you use an extra $54,000? Give them a call. I had two doctor visits at the end of 2019. I just assumed I'd pay out of pocket for both, and they both took Liberty Health Share. Yes! It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. All right, thanks for sponsoring the show, Liberty Health Share. We've got our guest, Megan Barth, who is not in studio today. She's in her car. She didn't manage to make it over here. You're fired. Just so you know that. You're fired. You didn't even make it over here, but she's doing the interview in her car, which is very nice. ReaganBabe.com. Hopefully won't hear a horns going off and honking going on, because she's a crazy driver out there on the roads, Megan Barth. So, Reagan Babe, what's going on? Where are you? Are you in Vegas somewhere?
I am in the middle of a parking lot in Summerlin. This woman is honestly just, oh my God, there's a fight breaking out in front of me, Wayne. There is this woman grabbing this kid out of the car. I don't know what's going on. I'm in Lulouville. I think I'm in the middle. It seems like I'm in San Francisco with all the freaks around here.
Summerlin's a very nice area of Las Vegas. It's beautiful.
I'm
usually very safe.
There's no parking lot that is like a freak show.
All right. Let's talk about some interesting topics in the news today with our Megan Barth. Obama's Border Patrol Chief. I didn't even know this one. Megan often digs up stuff that's totally different than the stuff I find. Obama's Border Patrol Chief to Trump, stay the course on the border wall. Why would Obama's Border Patrol Chief say that? I guess he was at odds with Obama then, I guess, right?
Well, not everyone's politically compromised, and let's not forget that when Obama was actually in power, he was talking about how illegal immigration is a right for this country and is wrong for this country, and even Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and all of the rest of the leftists actually were talking about a wall and wanted to fund a wall and wanted to call out illegal immigration as a crime and not a race. And so we have the former head of Border Control under Obama, who is saying that a wall is necessary to stay the course and do not back down. The Democrats simply do not know what they're talking about, or they are complicit. This is my opinion. They are complicit in the crime of illegal immigration.
Well, they are. I mean, obviously, it's very clear they're complicit.
Right.
I mean, I'll go a step further than you, Megan, for once. For once, I'm a step further than Megan. I think Democrats are very clearly traitors. Very clearly, they're traitors, because they want foreigners to illegally enter the country because they're future Democratic voters, and maybe not even future Democratic voters, present Democratic voters voting right now as illegal aliens. That's the only reason they care about them. They couldn't care less for any other reason. They'll give them all the welfare they want, all the food stamps they want, all the free school for their children, all the pregnancy, the minute they drop a baby, let's spend $100,000 on them. Whatever you need, as long as they're willing to vote Democrat and put Democrats in power. What else would you call someone like that, except that's a treasonous act?
Well, it is a treasonous act, and we have to remember the ideology of the Democrats is socialism. So it's to keep everybody as poor as possible and equally in misery. They don't talk about capitalism at all. They are anti-capitalist, anti-Americans, and we can see this through their policies. When they turn their backs on the American citizens, many of obviously we have a poverty problem. They're always talking about income inequality, right? But they supposedly can solve income inequality through higher taxes. Well, how is that working in California, the progressive utopia? It's created more homelessness. It's created more disease. It's created a worse education system. And you have 1 in 5 people living in poverty in California. So the tax rates that the darling socialist of the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is talking about, what, 80% if you're living in California, 70% everywhere else? She's never basically balanced a checkbook in her life. She's always used a cash register. She's never been an entrepreneur. She's always worked for somebody else. She has never taken a risk, except for running for Congress and then having a lot of socialist money behind her in order for her to win. And so when you look at the rising stars in the Democrat Party and you look at the current leadership of the Democrat Party, which looks like American Gothic or a couple zombies or a couple embalmed dead people walking out to give their take against Trump's, Oval Office address, which offered zero solutions to the problem. All it was an anti-Trump tirade. And so we have to recognize the Democrats as who they are, which are, I would consider them enemies of the state. You can call them treasonous, but they are communists, anti-capitalists, and anti-American.
There you go. Most of them. I won't say every single one of them, but I'd say most of them are exactly that. I agree.
Well, Joe Manchin, but what's a moderate Democrat to a socialist?
Is that a trick question?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's rhetorical. I mean, what's a moderate to a communist? What's a moderate to a socialist?
I'll tell you what a moderate Democrat is. It's our former governor, Brian Sandoval, the Republican governor of Nevada, was a moderate Democrat. That's exactly what he was. That's all he ever was.
That's what moderate Republicans are. They're only moderate Democrats.
Yeah. But here's the words I've been using, and I sent this to President Trump directly, and I have a way to send him stuff directly. And so he should use the term deniers, the same way Democrats try and make us into climate change deniers, which is kind of, you know, trying to make the subtle point, not so subtle point, that you're like a Holocaust denier. Well, Democrats are border disaster deniers. They're totally blind to all the things that anybody with a brain and eyes can see are going on at the border. It's an environmental disaster. It is a humanitarian disaster. It is a crime disaster. It is a welfare disaster. It is a national debt disaster. It is a disease disaster. It is a terrorism disaster. Everything going on at the border is bad, bad, bad. And anybody could see that. And all countries are supposed to have borders. And Democrats go, I see no evil. I hear no evil. It's not there. They're like Sergeant Schultz of Hogan's Heroes. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. They're in denial. We have to call them deniers. And so
that's
I
perfect.
Suggest them.
Yes. No, absolutely.
And,
yeah,
and the one that's really funny, Megan, is that Democrats have always talked about the environment and overpopulation and all the garbage and all the bad things that we do to the environment. Well, they suspend that when it comes to millions and millions of foreigners coming into our country with no education, who don't care about climate change, who throw garbage on the ground. You ever go to bad neighborhoods? Show me an inner city neighborhood. I'll show you pollution all over the ground. Poor people pollute like nothing I've ever seen. I've been to rich neighborhoods in Scarsdale and Beverly Hills, and my Anthem Country Club, there's not a single piece of garbage on the ground. Rich people don't pollute. Poor people don't give a crap because they're too busy trying to earn a living and survive. So maybe they should worry a little bit about hordes of poor people entering the country who don't speak English, know nothing about climate change, nothing about global warming, nothing about keeping the environment clean, nothing about pollution, nothing about recycling. They don't seem to care about that. Those people are going to pollute America, and they're going to overpopulate America. How come liberals don't seem upset about that?
Well, because it's the Browning of America. They want to change the demographics of this country. It's the evil white man, don't you know? So we have to replace the evil white man. And there was a headline in Grudge that I didn't actually print out for you, but it was basically that fertility rates of white American men have fallen to the point where we're not going to be reproducing in any sort of numbers. But guess who reproduces like crazy? Well, Hispanic immigrants. On average, they have at least 2 to 3 children. Muslims have at least 4 to 6. And so if they can import a whole new entire culture that way, they can overthrow America, this country that they so despise.
Well, I did my part. I have 4 kids. So I tried to do my part.
And I encourage everybody, all conservatives, to have more kids.
But when I talked about it a moment ago, I was going to say when you talked about it, when I was just ranting about the pollution created by people on the lower end of the economic scale, you think I'm wrong? I guess not, because look at the headline. One of the headlines you were going to discuss today, drugs and syringes are such a problem in Starbucks bathrooms, they're installing needle disposal boxes. So once again, there's proof that when you fill a place with people who are drug addicted, alcoholics, dysfunctional, living in poverty, don't speak English, you get a lot of problems. They poop on the floor, they leave drug needles on the floor, they ruin their environment around them, and Starbucks, which is such a liberal company, said that you can now come in our store, you don't have to spend a dime, you can use our bathrooms without spending any money. It was the dumbest decision in the history of American business, and they're ruining their entire brand name.
Exactly, and if you look at the picture, it's quite disgusting, and this picture, I believe, was taken in a Seattle bathroom. But it could be taken in any Starbucks bathroom, specifically in the progressive utopias, which outlaw and ban plastic straws, but plastic syringes are okay. And So within that article, there are plenty of plastic syringes that have been left on the floors, and that's why they're putting in the repository boxes. And the Starbucks workers had actually been pricked by these needles, then threatening their lives with potential HIV and God knows what else, other kind of disease. I mean, when does this become a health hazard? When do these needle programs, which are littered all over these progressive utopias, whether it's San Francisco or Seattle or even Costa Mesa, California, which is next to Newport Beach, the whole entire city is littered with plastic needles. But ban plastic straws because that's the problem.
All right, when we get back, I want to ask Megan about the breaking news that Antifa has posted the home address and home phone numbers of the entire Daily Caller staff. Obviously, their goal is to get people killed. Obviously, some liberal nutcase will take that information and either make threats on the phone or go to your house and murder you. And this is what we're dealing with on the left. When we get back, more with Megan Barth. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Our website's ReaganBabe.com. I'm at RootForAmerica.com. And this show is War Now. Wayne Allyn-Root Show on USA Radio. We shall return. Don't forget, in about 15 minutes or so, we will be on national TV, Newsmax TV, channel 349, DirecTV, channel 216 Dish, cable channels all over the country. Now we've added cable. We've added Comcast Xfinity's 30 million homes around this country. So tune in at 5 o'clock. Wayne Allyn-Root Show on Newsmax TV.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
And my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Megan Barth is with us. Her website is ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. My website, RootForAmerica.com. Don't forget, Newsmax TV starts in about 8 minutes or so, right at the 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West Coast hour. So, Megan, you and I talk all the time about how radicalized the left is, how violent the left is, how vile the left is. Antifa posts the home addresses of the entire Daily Caller staff, that includes the sales staff, and they call Tucker Carlson a white extremist and a racist and a white supremacist. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Well, this is the violent left. This is inherently an extension of the Democrat Party. You don't hear the Democrats denouncing Antifa. I've never heard the Democrats denouncing Antifa. And I believe that they were considered a domestic, or at least up for consideration as a domestic terrorist organization, and that's exactly how they should be classified by the DOJ. And if these mass punks, for better words, think that there is going to be some sort of civil war before they even have a chance to break a window or defecate on a street or poison a child, because that was a threat too, poison the children, they're going to have they're not going to have a chance to. Because this has turned into an extraordinarily violent movement, which it always has been inherently violent. If you recall, they used to only protest in Seattle against, you know, the banks and then maybe abroad. But now this has become domestic warfare and political domestic warfare.
Right. And there's another article out, by the way, that kind of backs all it up. It says, revealed, the Antifa leader relied on anonymity to push a radical, violent, communist agenda. The Daily Caller News Foundation has determined that an influential Antifa leader uses aliases to spread radical and violent rhetoric while concealing his identity. Joseph Jose Alcoff works with congressional Democrats as part of his day job as manager of a D.C.-based advocacy group. But he spreads socialist and communist propaganda for Antifa at night when going by the name Jose Martin and identifies as Chepe. These are the weirdest people in the world.
Why hasn't he been arrested? Why is Paul Manafort sitting in isolation? Why isn't this potential murdering thug Obviously, he has no problem making death threats. He has no problem with violence. He's a communist. He's an outspoken communist. So why is he free to roam our streets and threaten innocent Americans?
Well, because, look, you and I hate communists, and as I said the other day, Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early.
Yep.
So the government is littered with commies, but it isn't a crime to be a communist. Sadly, it's not. In other words, we have free speech. I know liberals would like to take away my free speech and yours, but I won't take away your free speech. You have a right, I guess, to be a communist. It's a horrible thing, but you have a right to say things.
Inciting violence and doctrine.
Right, that's different.
And making death threats is illegal.
Totally
and
different. Agreed.
Is worthy of charges. This
right.
is not
totally agreed.
This is not a peaceful protest. This is violence.
Right. And and calling Tucker Carlson a white supremacist is actually quite hilarious because Fox News is filled with people that are like slightly center right. They're nowhere near forget about white supremacist. They're not even near conservative. Fox News is like a slightly center right network that actually veers towards rhinoism. And so it's kind of funny they consider people on Fox News to be white supremacists. It's ludicrous. It's misleading. It's just not true. There isn't anything white supremacist about Tucker Carlson, so it's just, you know, it's just crazy talk.
Well, they also say that about ICE, and ICE is a majority of Hispanic men protecting our border.
Is ICE really a majority Hispanic men?
I think 62% of ICE from a leadership position is Hispanic.
Wow.
Both men and women, but predominantly men. Yeah, but they're.
I wonder why that would be. Why would one race dominate, ICE, Borders and Customs Patrol sector?
Well, right. Probably because they understand what is exactly going on within their neighbors to the south, and they don't want the crime that perhaps they fled or their relatives fled coming north to our country. But violence is a tool of the left. It always has been a tool of the left. That's why we see Antifa not being condemned by the Democrat Party. And why is it, Wayne, that any communist or anti-American or anti-Semite or Marxist or violent Antifa member always seems to find a home in the Democrat Party? With open arms.
Well, because Saul Alinsky said, look in the mirror, whatever you see, blame the other guy. So they're absolutely radical communists, extreme, weird, dysfunctional left. And they look in the mirror, see it, and so they blame us and call us white supremacists, which is, ludicrous, especially in the case of anyone on Fox News, white supremacist. But, all right, let's get to one more topic, last topic before we take off for the day, Ms. Megan Barth, and that is Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It appears as if suddenly she's not coming back, and Donald Trump is preparing, his administration is preparing for a new Supreme Court justice. Very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we have to say a prayer for her and, wish her well. But she even admitted that if she wasn't, full charge at 100%, she would retire. Well, she hasn't been in the Supreme Court hearings or briefings for at least 3 days, and I think it's about time for Ruthie to hang it up.
All right. Hopefully we have a 6-3 lead in the Supreme Court. If that happens, I hope Ruth goes on to lead a long life and everything is fine. But the reality is she can't do the job of Supreme Court justice anymore. She's not even showing up for the first few days of the Supreme Court. A lot of people are starting to whisper she's very, very ill. All right. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Thanks for coming on, Megan Barth.
Thank you so much.
In your car. In your car. That's a loyal, dedicated public servant. All right. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Coming right back with War Now on the Newsmax TV Network in 3, 2, 1, coming up now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Housing Insurer.